Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is not every day, Bill, that we have a special guest like we have right now in studio, and that is, of course, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen. Jim, good morning. Me and Bill are saying, what do we call you? Do we call you Governor? Do we call you Jim? What do you want us
Mr.
to
Governor,
address
I thought
you
Mr. Governor.
Well, let's go back a long time ago. They called me Jimmy, so that works.
Jimmy, you know. I have a hard time calling someone of your authority Jimmy. I'm just going to tell you, not that I don't love the name. It's just one of those deals where I'm like a... I'm going to stick with Mr. Governor.
You call me Jim. I'm good at Jim.
Well, we are proud to have the Governor Jim Pillen in
Incredible.
Studio. And again, you know, it's not many times you have a governor that's actually in the Husker Football Hall of Fame or any Hall of Fame, as you are, 2004 inductee. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And also, you never lost to Colorado.
We
4-0 in your time in Colorado.
We did good in Colorado. You know, I was actually thinking about my last game we played out in Boulder, and you know, it's so fun when you have extraordinary confidence and belief. Yeah. And I'll never forget coming off, and we had messed up and we were down 14-0. Yeah. We're coming off the sideline and a couple people are getting a little anxious. Said, relax, yeah, we're gonna kill these guys. Yeah. And we won 54-14.
God, it's nice to have that kind of confidence.
It really is. It really
isn't
is.
That a fun place to play though? The fans are they can basically touch you.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
It's a great environment. That stadium is special, and yeah, people are on top of you, and as there's nothing better than college atmosphere. Yeah. There's so many great stadiums we got to play in back in the day. It was a lot of fun.
Obviously you were 2-time All Big Eight, first team All Big Eight, which is just incredible. So we talk on this show a lot, Mr. Governor, about better times. And I just want to talk about, so the talk of this game is how electric the stadium is going to be. Tell us what it was like to play in Memorial Stadium against Oklahoma 1978.
You know, Memorial Stadium, that was one of those iconic moments, but every time we played in Memorial Stadium, the noise factor, the fans, you know, it was a goosebump moment every time you ran out. So it was special. You just can't put it, there's not the right words to be able to describe what you experienced and what you felt. It was just an extraordinary moment of privilege to get to do it.
We talked about, and this would happen during the day when you were playing, if it was super loud, if you remember, the quarterback would step back and look to the official and say, we can't hear, we can't call, and they would try to quiet the crowd. That does not exist anymore. How much difference is that when you're on defense and now that's that loud for the offense to have to operate?
Well, it certainly helps the cause because communication is the key. And if you think about a football game, and it's why I believe it's one of the most awesome team sports there is, because you have all of that and you have 150 plays in a game, And you got to get all 11 people to know what's going to go on. And half the time, you can't even hear each other. So to be able to keep the communication so simple that you can execute something sophisticated and all 11 do it so it's successful, it's quite a feat.
It doesn't add up, does it? To me, you have to be, they always say,
well, that's why
they always say keep it simple, but it's a very complicated game.
And so, and that's why there's breakdowns.
You say, what just happened?
And as you learned, the simpler you can keep it, and you know, I think when we had our best teams, right, our offensive line could go up and tell the guys on the other side, hey, we're going to come right here and you can't stop us. That's when you get really good.
That's when you get really good. Players always do matter.
Yeah. I'm joined by Governor Jim Pill in the studio. I'm curious, Jim. Later this month, Nebraska will have their 400th consecutive sellout, which is an unbelievable thing to do. I'm just curious, as you as a player, now the lead rep for the state as the governor, what does that mean to you?
Well, it just tells you, I talk about it everywhere I go. What's the most special thing about Nebraska? It's the people. It's the people. And the problem is we think we're normal Joes and Susies. We're not. The people in Nebraska are extraordinary, and that we have a passion. And what's so awesome about sports, Nebraska football, our volleyball, is it brings us all together. It brings us all together. And man, that's a good feeling. That's a good thing for the state. And it's one of the things that just makes us so special, our passion, our love. Your show, Nebraskans are listened to from all over the world. You think any other state's got that?
No. They really don't. I mean, like I said, it's literally every state listens to us. And like I said, we usually have about 8 countries that that Jake and Sip have built this up. So it's been a lot of fun. Quick question for you. Is there a wager with the governor from Colorado? Is there any form of a wager?
Well, we're having a war over water, so no, we're not wagering anything. Right.
The water's a little bit more.
Yeah, water's pretty damn important.
Really important. Really important.
They think they should have our water, and obviously they shouldn't. So, and we'll win. We're winning on that one.
There we go.
All right, nice.
I'm curious, for those who don't know, Jim, what does a game day look like for you? Are you at the game? What does a game day look like for the governor of Nebraska?
Yeah, so it's certainly different. We have the privilege. We do the first 5 games. We're doing tailgates in the backyard of the mansion. And I think this weekend we host like 600 folks come through, eat a lot of good barbecue pork, and have fun. And we do nonprofits and recognize a nonprofit and try to inspire each other, all of us, to do a little bit more than we think for each other. And so we do that 3 hours before kickoff, and then try to get to the stadium an hour before kickoff and watch the ball game. And just depends. Last week went back home after the game. This week we'll stay in town.
Nice. That has to be, like I said, when we talk about schedules, a lot of times on the show, me and Sip will say we've reached a level of tired that I've never reached before. And that's just
every day.
And I can't imagine your schedule. I mean, I know you're an early riser, but I mean, your phone is ready at all times. So there's always someone that's coming at all times to be able to do that. And so it's pretty incredible to have that done like that. How do you physically keep up with everything?
You know, we've got a great team that of support for the office of governor, got a great group of people that I get to work with each day. I'm blessed. I've been blessed with energy, and I still can, my joints are all good. I can still work out and run. And so I've been able to stay healthy and keep my energy. And that's key. If you lose your energy, I'm a pretty positive guy. I try to be 100% positive no matter what the circumstances are. So really, really important I get enough rest. So I used to not have to have a lot of sleep. I need a little more sleep than I used to get.
That's the number one thing.
It's a big deal.
That was one of the things that we hit on like crazy in college sports is nutrition and sleep.
Yeah.
And it's just the temperature of what you sleep. If you don't sleep, you can't have it done. But it's hard at your job to ever get sleep because someone's asking you questions all the time.
Well, the good news is that you have an opportunity to make a difference. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary privilege being governor, and it'll never be normal. It'll never, you know, when I walk up the steps, when I'm in Lincoln, I walk up the steps of the office, I go, holy, every morning I say, holy cow, God, how'd this happen? So it's an extraordinary privilege. We have incredible people in Nebraska. We have extraordinary opportunities to create for next generations, lift kids up. I'm governor on 4 words: kids, taxes, agriculture, values. I keep it simple. focus on that, and let's together make it happen. And that's how it works in Nebraska. We do it together.
To take you back to your late 70s, you're playing college football. Did you ever think there's a time you would be the governor of this great state? Was that ever something that was, when did that come to be a goal of yours?
Never in the wildest dream. Never ever. But it did. And so, you just trust in the plan, work hard every day, and here we are.
Nice. One quick note right there is that a lot of times when guests come on, we have been gifted some incredible gift cards. Will we be getting a pig or anything? be getting something from the Pillin Farm? That would be incredible if possible. I don't know if that's possible to get that, but we would sure enjoy one.
We could figure that out, but I do have something for you guys.
It's all right.
Kind of cool. I've got a governor's coin.
So nice. Way.
There you go.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is like a pig. Look at that. Beautiful.
it's even better.
It's kind of cool in that, I'm the first governor of Nebraska from agriculture. So on one side shows the Capitol, which is so iconic. It's next to the Memorial Stadium being iconic. And there's corn leaves and corn stalks and then a cow and a pig. And then on the other side is governor. I'm commander-in-chief of the Air and Army National Guard. And then the murals in a capital tell stories of who we are. And the one right outside the office of the governor touches my heart every morning because it shows a farmer with a plow and an oxen. And
that one right there.
My grandfather, I think of my grandfather day because he started farming. He was World War I vet.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He started farming with a horse and a plow a little over 100 years ago. So
isn't that incredible? My grandparents started with a horse and a plow also. Yeah. And then now you see, my dad's almost 90, And it blows his mind when he sees harvest now, and he sees what the when he's like, goes, this is incredible, because they used to pick corn by hand.
Just think what your dad, the technological, went from agrarian to society to where we're at now, farming with satellite technology.
And we're going to have to say right now that you're the one that made that happen.
I don't know. We all together had a lot of, there was a lot of things that made it all take place, but it's pretty cool.
Let's fast forward, Jim, to Governor Pillen, to Saturday. If Nebraska were to beat Colorado, right now they're a 7.5-point favorite in the game. They're favored to win. What does that do to the morale of the state? You, as a former player, now as the governor, what does that do for morale?
Yeah, it's gigantic. We've said it forever. You know, I think that when we do well in sports, it does nothing but lift everybody up. The morale will be good. I'll guarantee you that anybody that's in retail sales will tell you that sales are up, more activities happen. If you're selling cars, people are moving. People are out and about. It just creates an extraordinary vibe. There's more people at the coffee shops. Just everybody has more of a bounce in their step. It's gigantic for Nebraska, right? You know, what was the talk yesterday? Gosh, what happened to the girls?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, number one conversation.
Yeah, it's just more conversation, brings people together, talks. And so, yeah, I think that Nebraskans are, you know, I'm so excited about what I've seen Coach Rule do and his culture of kids competing their tails off, working hard every day, doing it the Nebraska way. That's what Nebraskans love. Nebraskans love to just see kids. We don't have to win every game. We'd like to, but we but if we give it everything we got and lay it on the line, hey, we'll take that every day.
I always, when I try to compare some different programs, like this last week, Miami had a big win at Florida. Probably didn't affect the economy in Miami.
No, right.
That probably didn't do anything. It wasn't changed. Where, like you said, the difference of the state and with what's going on, there's never been more time. Every place that I travel, it's the first question every place that's out is right away is like, what about the Huskers? What do you think about this? What's going on? And it's just incredible for to be a part of that in this state.
Well, and the other part, not only all of us here in Nebraska, but we've just got an extraordinary network of Nebraskans everywhere you go across the country. So just, you know, we win, we kick the out of Colorado this week. Yeah. That's just going to create extraordinary conversations all the way back. Everybody call home. Hey, did you watch a game? Where were you at watching the game? It's just a ton of fun.
We had a moment before when I was talking to the governor about where I was at on different games. And I can remember where I was watching the games at. I remember the location where I was on big games. I'm talking way back into the 70s. And so, people, this is one of those games. Also, I don't know if you can stamp this or not, Mr. Governor, but we set on the 4th of July for everybody to be able to shelve and keep extra fireworks. And it's legal for them to shoot him off after the game.
This did
happen. Are you okay with that?
I think that's great.
Thank you.
We'll do an executive order on
executive
that.
Executive order. Fireworks are legal. This is straight from the governor.
You heard it right there.
Not just from early break.
You heard it right there. Shoot the fireworks off if Nebraska wins on Saturday. Hey. I'm curious, Governor. You played the time of the Big 8, right?
Yeah.
Then they came the Big 12, and then Nebraska's in the Big 10. Now it's like the Big 18, still the Big 10. How does it feel as someone who played in the Big 8 to have Oregon and USC now in Nebraska's actual conference in the Big 10 plus at this point?
You know, number one, the kids, they have to, the level of competition is extraordinary today. You know, and back in our day, there was really good competition, but we had some folks in the Big 8 we knew we could beat by 60 to nothing, you know? So, you still, you know, with Coach Osborne, it had nothing to do with who we played. It was the process, making ourselves better every single day. But the level of competition is incredible. The part, you know, I remember a few times, like we played down in Alabama or LSU early in the year, and a night game, and not getting home till 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, I don't know how these kids recover when they, you know, they have to go to the coasts on the weekend after, or if you're, you know, I think it's a huge advantage that we have in the new conference here in Nebraska, because I don't know how these kids that are flying after a Saturday night game that gets done at 11 o'clock on, Central time, they got to fly back home to the East Coast, and how how that works, how you can possibly be a student athlete and keep playing. So we're asking a lot of these kids, they're making some bucks, but it's fascinating stuff. It's the time, it's the market. As I say, sometimes you don't like the market, but it's the market. So let's embrace it and let's win and compete at it. And I think that I'm really, really bullish because of all the change. It's giving us a chance to compete. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff over the years that went on. I remembered my day, what the Southwest Conference did. They hadn't, you know, they didn't care what the rules were. At least now when there's no rules, we can compete. Because we, Nebraska, we follow the rules. We follow the rules, and now with it being the wild, wild west, we can compete. And I'm excited about that.
With, obviously, you have to adapt every day.
Yep.
Yeah, times change. You cannot be the old curmudgeon of like, that's not how we, you have to adapt.
You got to adapt.
And so you're looking at college football, and I said in my 34 years of Division I coaching, it used to change about 4% a year, and then there was a time when it changed 80% in 1 year. And we're all of a sudden with the portal and NIL coming in at one time. How do you see college football with the NIL, and how do you view it from the large view?
Well, you know, I don't know as if I know everything about it. I enjoy, that's kind of my pastime for a breakaway from things. But it would appear to me that I'm really, really grateful that we had an incredibly successful program and that we were invited into the Big Ten when we were, and I give Coach Osborne a lot of kudos for that taking place. So we're in a great place. We've got a win to stay there. I don't know. You know, I have a hard time believing when the next TV contract's up, if everybody's the same, TV seats are going to be the rule of the day. That's why it's important. We invest into having an extraordinary football program, because, you know, there's going to be two big conferences, and if you're in those two big conferences, it's going to be a big deal. And, you know, if you're in the Big 12, you know, it's going to be a tough sledding to compete. You'll have some circumstances here and there, but every year in and year out being in the big, in quote, the Big 10 and the SEC, that's a place you want to be.
Yeah, it's an incredible job by Coach Osborne to have us in the Big 10. It came up a few times via text, where someone said, maybe we should be back in the Big 12. I'm like, no. No, we don't want
that's
that.
That's for nostalgia's sake, you know, Bill. That's it.
Though. Yeah, we're in the Big 10. We're in one of, and actually, we actually have more money than the SEC does, yeah, as far as, and more views on televisions. The two conferences, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, will say, well, you know, I don't like all this money. Well, the long and short, because of Nebraska fans, because we have 400 sellouts.
Yeah.
Before all the TV, we had the most money.
Yeah.
And we treated it conservatively, and having the most money has always been a good thing.
That's nice. Never hurts.
It seems like playing poker. It's always nice, right? Always, just have a bigger stack.
Nice, like
always little have chips. The bigger stack. It's have more chips on our side, and that would work really well for us.
It does help.
Yes.
Well, Governor, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio. Thank you for dropping by, and show up sometime again. We are always welcome here at our studio.
He was here early.
He was here.
We said,
what would you expect?
We said 6:30, 6:01, the governor's here.
He was
probably,
here.
Probably already has workout done.
Thanks a ton for having me on, and you guys keep up the good work. You know, keep bragging about Nebraska.
That's
the one thing I ask Nebraskans. We've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable to start bragging about all the extraordinary things we have so we keep our kids here, because we don't brag enough. We're humble people. We need to brag because we live in the most special place in the history of the universe, right here in Nebraska, and it's important we
agreed. That's why obviously me and Jake live here, and you brought up a good point with that crowd, and I've always said it in recruiting. Right now, it is so hard to get seats in stadiums, so hard. And so when you show up and recruits show up and they see the fandom, that still matters. It still matters.
Have you ever wanted to be a coach or be a player in a stadium half full?
Never.
Now, who wants that? And that's the magic of Nebraska.
It is sheer magic. Thank you.
Hey, good to see you.
Governor Jim Pillen, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Go Big Red.
That's right. Segment 2 is sponsored by Bex Hybrids, by the way. When we come back, we will have Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next, an early break on the Ticket.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.